Hey there, blogging lady. Welcome back to another episode of the Boss Lady Bloggers podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about why most bloggers haven't even made a dollar from their blogging business. Because many bloggers, they come into this world of blogging and they have this huge dream that they're going to make it as a successful blogger in the online space. And what they realize is that it's a lot harder than it actually looks, right? The harsh reality is that a staggering 98% of bloggers never even have made a single dollar from their blogging business. And this shocking statistic begs the question, why do so many bloggers struggle to monetize their blogs? Like, is it truly that difficult to launch and run a blog and to turn it into a profitable blogging business if only 2% are making it? So that's what I want to answer for you guys today. Why is it so difficult, and is it still even possible to make money from your blog? So I want to dive into all of these reasons why most bloggers are failing to generate an income from their blog and turn it into an actual blogging business, in hopes that you will avoid these pitfalls and pave your way towards financial success as a blogger. So let's get started. Before we do that, I want to let you know that I have made huge updates to the Blogging Ladies membership. I have added planners and tons of worksheets like, you know, blogging analytics tracker and guest post worksheet and guest post tracker, a guest blog post script that you can use, and so much more that's going to help you, blog post checklists, and just lots and lots of resources I've added to the membership. You can still join for $27 a month. However, I am really up-leveling all the courses. I am turning this into like the best thing that I've ever created right now. So you can join for only $27 a month. You can join in the show notes below if you want to join at the $27 price, because in like a month or so, I'm going to be increasing this. So jump in now if you want. But number one is a lack of seriousness that bloggers have for their blog. So one common mistake that plagues unsuccessful bloggers is treating their blog as nothing more than a casual hobby or a side hustle. They fail to approach it with the dedication and commitment required to build a true successful online business that actually makes money, right? Without this structured schedule, continuous learning, clear focus, like they need their whole entire business as a whole to be really organized, and they need to treat it more like a business. They need to have a business plan. But here are some steps that will help you go from the my blog is just a side hustle mindset to I'm taking this seriously. I'm ready to take this seriously. I'm ready to, you know, do the work to actually turn this into a blogging business and think about it as my business. So number one, set clear goals. So you want to decide on what you want to achieve with this blog. So do you want to make money? Do you want to gain followers? Do you want to become an authority? If you're that kind of person who just wants to do this as a side hustle or just because it's a passion project for you right now and you don't mind the money part yet, like that's no problem. I have a lot of clients who are like that. They hire me just because this is a passion project and they're not rushing the income, right? They're not minding if it takes them a while, and that's completely fine. But if you're somebody who's like, I want to make money blogging in 2024. I have been doing this for forever. Like I want to get serious about it. Then it's time to set goals and actually set realistic goals for yourself. Like, not a lot of people do this. I have avoided this too for a very long time. But at some point, I was like, I have to start setting goals for myself because I'm not achieving anything without setting goals and then breaking them down into, like, you know, daily targets and weekly and monthly targets that I can accomplish. So setting specific, measurable, what is that? Achievable, relevant, time bound Yeah, I think that's it. Smart goals will guide you in the right direction. And then taking, like I said, taking those overall big goals, like I want 10,000 email subscribers, and breaking it down by quarter, or breaking it down by year, breaking it down by quarter, breaking down by the month, and breaking it down by the week and day and whatever, you know, and breaking out those tasks, like, what do you have to do? What do you have to accomplish this week, this month, in order to get to that 10,000 subscriber mark this year or the next 2 years? You know what I mean? So this is going to give you direction for everything that you need to complete on a daily and weekly basis and monthly basis for your blogging business. And it's a huge game changer when you actually do the work. You know, and number two is to create an actual business plan. So if you're thinking of your blog as a side hustle right now, you're probably not even thinking that you need a blogging business plan, right? But that's actually not the case. You really do need to sit down and you need to generate this professional laid out blogging business plan, because it's really going to also give you that direction and that vision that you need. So just like any other business, your blog needs a legit plan, like a legit plan that you can stick to. You want to outline your target audience, your content strategy, your marketing tactics, your blog mission, your vision, your branding, and you need to put this into a document that is going to, you know, for you to like refer back to, so you can start tackling this and start reaching these goals that you have for yourself, this big vision that you have. And you can follow these, you know, marketing strategies that you have planned out, and the content strategy too. Like, everything needs to be planned out. You need to have like a yearly blog business plan where you sit down and you create this business plan every single year, so you know the direction you're going in. Without direction, you have nothing. Without direction, you will not get results. So in the beginning, when I was thinking my blog was a side hustle, I was thinking, you know, like, I don't need to have a business plan. Like, why do I need that? Like, but when I actually sat down and created one, it gave me the vision and direction that I needed. It gave me like a plan to go by. And then from that plan, I turned it into a schedule for myself to actually complete on a weekly basis. So I reached that goal of making so much money in my business and having so many clients and having a lot of email subscribers, you know? So this is why we want to write it all down. And so you can join below. The Blogging Ladies membership, if you want to get access to that blogging business plan. I also have a blogging business plan worksheet for you to take or for you to do. And yeah, fill those out, and it's going to be a game changer. It's really going to give you that vision that you need. Okay, number three, treat your blog like a job. So set regular work hours for your blog and actually stick to them. Being consistent is super key. Like, it really is. I know this is like really saturated saying, be consistent. What does that mean? Consistency. Just be consistent with whatever time that you have. You know what I mean? Like, if you can only, you know, write a blog post every month and schedule it on the calendar and plan out that blog post ahead of time for each month of the year and actually stick to it, like really stick to it. So if you treat your blog as a hobby, it's really going to stay like one. So instead, how about you treat your blog as a job, or treat your blog like a business, and it's going to be one. It's going to start generating you an income when you have this different perspective on it. So what I like to do regarding schedule, I like to use theme days. So for each day of the week, I have like an overall theme, and then I have daily tasks. So the theme day could be creating for a beginner. It could be creating Pinterest pins that day. So scheduling out a whole week of Pinterest pins, and you only do that day, including the daily tasks. The daily tasks will include 30 minutes of Instagram engagement, dropping links in Facebook groups to advertise your blog posts and stuff like that, you know? So you have like an overall theme. One day could be blog writing, and then you do the daily tasks. Another theme could be recording a podcast episode or doing a YouTube or focusing on writing your Instagram posts for that day. So use a theme day like start with your goals and then break those down and then use theme days to actually tackle that, to do the necessary work that you have to do for your blogging business. Because if you come at it as this perspective, like it is a business and I'm treating it like a job and I have this set schedule and I'm accomplishing everything that I need to do every single day, every single week, etc., you are going to see success when you stay that consistent with it. And number four, investing in your blog. We're going to talk about this more in this episode, but let's just briefly cover it. This could mean that paying for a professional website design, better hosting or courses or a blogging coach to improve your skills and to actually give you the knowledge you need and to fill those knowledge gaps. Because when you're learning from free information online, you have a lot of knowledge gaps that you need to close. So when you invest in your blog, it helps you to, you know, get results faster without making a million different mistakes. Like, for example, if you hire me as your blogging coach, I've already made those mistakes. I know the direction that I'm going to take you in, so you can skip over as many mistakes that I made as possible. And that's the whole, you know, goal here. But yeah, I'm going to talk about more on that one in a minute. But let's talk about the next reason, the next overall reason why you possibly are not making money with your blog, and that's an overemphasis on affiliate marketing and ads. Many bloggers who struggle to make money fall into this big, big trap and rabbit hole of relying solely on affiliate marketing and ads for revenue to make money. And while these are, you know, they could be really good income streams in the future when you have a ton of blog traffic, but I mean, that's the problem. It really relies on transforming your blog into a business that gets lots and lots and lots of traffic. Like, your website really needs to do well in the traffic area to be able to make money. But if you turn your blog into a full-fledged business by offering your own digital products and services, then you're going to be making money so much quicker and you don't need a lot of people. Like, if you target a specific person, you don't need a lot of your, like, people coming to your website. Like, Boss Lady Bloggers, we don't have a lot of blog traffic coming to our website and or to my website. I would say R for some reason. I don't know. But we don't have a lot of traffic, you know, but we target those people who are actively searching for a blogging coach. So people hire me. You know what I mean? So, but on the other hand, you know, creating digital products and services, like, yeah, that's going to be your main strategy. You can do affiliate marketing and ads on the side if you want to still. Like, I, you know, give my clients, like, I still drop a couple links that I'm, like, I of tools that I actually use for my business, SiteGround, Flowdesk, or any other tool that I use. So I'm still dropping links to my blog posts for affiliate links, but that is not my strategy, like, at all. That is not what I'm focusing on. I don't use Amazon affiliates. I don't use the share a sale. Like, it doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for my business. And I've tried it for a lifestyle blog too. A lifestyle blog that did get at one point like 10,000 page views a month, and I still was not making money. So yeah, it's a lot harder than it looks. Like, there is an overemphasis on affiliate marketing and ads in this space, and it just doesn't work. Like, maybe it works when you get a ton of blog traffic, but are you really willing to put in that hard work and dedication into it? Like, I don't want to work for years to build my blog traffic just to get commission. You know what I mean? Like, I would rather just get a few people to my website, a few targeted people to my website who are actively looking for the offers and solutions that I provide. And because, like, I found that makes me so much more successful than bringing all this traffic to my website who aren't the, like, perfect people, the perfect ideal target audience for my offers and for my services and stuff. You know what I mean? So Yeah, it's so much more successful when you target specific people, even if that means that you're getting less traffic. So moving on. So this approach can lead to a more predictable and sustainable. What am I saying? And stable income because of the control. So you can set prices on your own offers and services. You control the price. You're not trying to get commissions off of other products out there. Like, don't you want to just like create your own product and have other people be out there being affiliates for you? Like, that's awesome. That's what I want. I want other people to join my affiliate program and be advertising my offers on their blog and to their Instagram or wherever to their clients or whatnot. Like, I don't want to be that person who's making commission. I want to be the person who has people and I'm paying them commission, to advertise my products. That's just me though. But, I want to have that control and also direct relationship. So selling directly to people, it really builds a connection with them and they're more willing to hire you because you're building that connection. Like when I, do my sales for getting new clients or selling an offer, I am in the DMs on Instagram and I am talking to people. I am posting stories and getting people to reply in my DMs and I am reaching out to them and I'm having really good conversations with them. And then telling them to book a call with me. And then on the call, I build a relationship with them even more. And on my podcast, I'm building a relationship with you guys while also letting you guys know, I'm not hard selling to you guys. I provide a lot of value here, but I'm letting you know, hey, I have these services. You can join if you want. You can book a call below. You can join the membership, whatnot, show notes below. You know what I mean? But this creates a connection with you and it really strengthens and deepens that relationship that I have with you guys. And that's a game changer because if you resonate with my message, you're going to be wanting to book that call or jump inside the membership. You know what I mean? So direct relationships and selling with connection and relationships is really key. And with affiliate marketing and ads, you're not building that kind of relationship with them. People are just looking at the link and they're like, oh yeah, she recommended this, but moving on, people don't. Also with the ad blockers, I don't know if you know this, but most of the people out there, they have ad blockers on their phones now or on their computers. So with these ad blockers, your ads are not even going to show. And they're not even making you money anyways with affiliate marketing and ads because it's so low of commission that you get off of a product unless you're selling a big product, hundreds of dollars of something. But still, it's so hard to get somebody to just click your link from your blog post and get somebody to buy that product just because you recommended it, So I don't know. Also higher profit margins. So when you are offering your own offers, you can charge so much higher than what you're ever going to get with affiliate marketing commission. Let's say you get 10% off of a $20 product. That's nothing. You're not going to get paid anything. And that's what I was I was struggling. I got a few people to click that link and purchase, but Share a Sale, they don't even pay you until you reach that $100 mark. So yeah, I don't know. And I did that with affiliate or Amazon affiliates too. I did make a couple of money. Oh my God. I literally can't talk today because I am tired. I've been up since 6:30 and it's not 1:30 and I only had one cup of coffee and I haven't ate anything. So yeah, I'm really tired. My brain is all over the place today, but I'm still trying. I'm trying to do this episode in the best possible way even though I'm so tired. But also when you start a coaching business, you can get a lot more money and a lot more cash flow and recurring revenue from a coaching service. So I offer coaching services at high ticket prices and people pay payment plans for the whole year for 12 months. They have a payment plan. And so they pay me monthly. And then because I have 13 clients paying me a certain amount, of hundreds of dollars every single month, then that allows me to make a really big, good chunk of income, and it's promised income for the next 12 months. And it makes me feel so much freedom and I'm relaxed. Like, I know, like, if I don't want to work today, I'm fine because I have that recurring revenue. And also with my membership, that's recurring revenue too. It's not so promised as it is with coaching, though. That's the thing. When you have a coaching business, you're under a contract. So my clients, they have to pay and I have to deliver whatever I tell them I'm delivering within the contract, coaching calls and their website design. But membership is still great. Like, it is monthly recurring revenue. It's just not as promised. You know what I mean? But if you get, or if you offer like some kind of coaching or some kind of service where you're bound by a contract, you have promised income for however long the payment plan is. And then it gives you a good chunk of money to actually run this business. And that is why, that's exactly why I always, you know, tell my clients when they start working with me, when we talk about their offers and product suites and stuff, I always recommend they start with a coaching or service-based offer if they want to. And most of the time they're like, how can I coach somebody on this? Like, I don't really understand. But when we dive in deeper, they get really excited about it. And they're like, oh, I could really start a coaching or a service-based business around this. And it's just, you know, I've been in this industry for a very long time. I've seen tons and tons of offers. Literally anything can work as long as you build an offer that solves a problem for one specific person and your product is that solution for them. Okay, let's move on though. To wrap that section up, actually, just don't put all of your eggs in one basket. You really need to start an actual business around your blog, creating your own offers and getting other people to be affiliates for you. That's my whole point on that section. Moving on. Also, another reason why you probably are not making money right now is short-lived persistence. Blogging is not a get rich quick scheme. It requires consistent effort. It's not easy. Like, this is hard work and consistent effort and strategic planning. And there's a lot more that goes into it than you really are thinking. You know, like when you start a blog, you finally get your WordPress website up and running, even though you hate it or it's not as good as you want it to be. You finally get it done and then you start writing blog posts and then you realize, oh, it's a lot harder to write blog posts. I don't even know how to do this. And then you realize, oh my God, it's actually a lot more harder to get traffic to these blog posts. So then you have to learn Pinterest. And there's just so much more that actually goes into it that you don't realize. And this is definitely not something that you can do in a month. I'm sorry, but it's not. Realistically, it's not. It's not something that you can do in 6 months, to be honest. It's something that you do for a while, okay? And you have to do it right, too. If you don't want to waste 2+ years like I did, and if you want to do it the right way, even if you do it the right way and you follow my program and you followed my advice, you're still going to be at that 12-month mark or so after you get everything up and running in the proper way. So that's all, like, I always tell my clients this, it's not something that's easy. You do have to put in the work. I give you weekly homework. You have to actually do the work, and like, that's that. So, and unfortunately, like, a significant amount of bloggers, like, they throw in the towel so fast because they realize how much more work and how much harder it is to actually make money with this. So then they decide to give up at that 3-month mark. Because they probably got themselves down because they're like, oh my gosh, I have to write all of these blog posts. And writing blog posts on a weekly basis, I'm sorry, but that's difficult. Even a monthly basis, it's not easy to keep pushing out content. It's not easy to keep that inspiration. But you have to find ways to just do it. You have to find ways to keep that spark in you alive and keep being inspired. I always like to read books when I'm feeling like the least inspired. Like the one book called Big Magic. If you're lacking inspiration and motivation to write blog posts, that is an amazing book. to read. It like sparked a fire in me this year, and I started pushing out so much content and really good content. So you have to find ways like that to continue that spark and that passion in you. But most bloggers, like they're not cut out for it. And, you know, the realization that it's so hard and you have to be so dedicated and you have to do all of this work often leads to those bloggers who don't realize this in the beginning to abandon their blogs for a short period of time or even a long period of time. So when you're blogging, if you're a new blogger and if you're listening to me right now, just know that this is not easy. It is hard work and you have to do it, but enjoy it as well. Enjoy the process. Even though it's going to take you a while, if you do things the right way, it's going to take you like 12 months if you do it the right way, way longer if you don't do it the right way. So just realize that it's going to take a while and you have to put in the work, but you have to find ways to actually enjoy yourself through this process and like celebrate those failures and those mistakes that you'll have along the way, because those failures are going to help you grow. When you have setbacks and when you take a step backward and you realize, oh, I made a mistake or I failed or whatever, that allows you to fix it. Do something else, try something else. You take three steps forward, one step back. You take three steps forward from there, one step back. Like, and then celebrate those failures because it taught you something. And you're just navigating your way through this maze and you don't know, you know, which way to go, but you try something and you realize that that doesn't work. So then, you know, even though you took a step back, you try something else. And it's just, that's just how it is. But enjoy yourself through it. Don't be so stressed out about it all the time. Like, really enjoy yourself and have fun with it. It is meant to be fun. We do start blogs because we are passionate about writing. We are passionate to share our message. So don't lose sight of that. Don't lose sight of that passion because you're so overwhelmed by the work that you have to do with it. And keep going. And maybe you realize that this is not for you because it's so much work and it is overwhelming. And you realize, like, maybe it's not for you. But when you're in that mindset, really think, okay, am I just lacking inspiration that I can go find? Like, you can't just find inspiration by just pushing through and trying and forcing yourself to do it. You find inspiration by books, podcasts, go to Medium and read articles, read other people's blogs, look at everything out there. Maybe, you know, hire a blog coach, hello, me, who can help you stay inspired and keep doing the work and keep you accountable. Or maybe just, you know, join a membership that is going to, you know, help you, or join a course, or like whatever it is. Just keep on top of like that passion that you have. Like, keep that fire under your butt and keep the inspiration. And if you're lacking it, don't force yourself. Go outside of yourself and you have to look for it. So yeah, that's all I want to say here. Let's move on. Another reason why you might not be, this might trigger somebody, okay? You might be really triggered by this, but I will say it because I speak my truth and I'm blunt about it and I don't care. This is how it is. We're just gonna roll with it, okay? It just is how it is. Anyways, misguided investment strategy. So many bloggers who are having a hard time think that they need to make money first before they spend any money. And that is so, that's such a bad mindset to have in this industry, because, you know, like, if you think that you need to make money before you spend money and invest in your business, that's going to be holding you back for a very long time, because that held me back and that held a lot of my people who have hired me back. They decided to wait and wait and wait to actually go out and seek help and invest in their blog. And then they realize they have all of these knowledge gaps like I did. They're like, oh, I'm not successful yet. Why? There must be something going on. So then they invest, you know, but like 5 years down the road, or 2+ years at least. So don't do that, okay? Because with anything, with any business, you have to invest first. You have to close those knowledge gaps that you have. You have to have a mentor that is going to take your hand and guide you in the right direction. unless you're fine with spending 2+ years. If you're that person who is completely okay with not making money this year, or not making money at least in 2025, or, you know, spending a lot of hard work and time and effort on this blogging business, and you're okay with not making money from it, that's not who I'm talking to, okay? I'm not talking to you, but I'm talking to those ladies. If you want to make money quicker, okay, than 2 years, you have to invest in your blog first. You can't wait around to make money and then invest, because you have a lot of knowledge gaps and you don't know how to close these. And you don't even know that you have knowledge gaps because you've never done this before. If, like most bloggers, they don't know what they don't know. They don't even know what they need to know. They don't even know what they need to learn. So, like, for example, if I told you, go out there and learn product suites, you're like, what? What's a product suite? Well, it's actually a very important step to the process of creating offers. So that's a very important step that we cover in one of my, in my one-on-one blog coaching program. So, but that's just one example. Also with free articles online, honestly, these give you so much outdated information. And with all of these new strategies that are coming out for 2024, you really need to stay on top of your knowledge and stay on top of the trends and the new updates, the algorithm updates, and all of this new information. And so if you're learning from something, some article that was written back in 2019, like, you're not getting the right, correct information. And all those articles, like, if you search up how to make money blogging, okay, when was that article written? Because how to make money blogging now is way more different than it was back in 2018. You know what I mean? So the truth is, if you want to do well in blogging, you have to invest in good resources, learning, good tools, a coach or a mentor, or just something. You have to invest something. It is what it is. Because if you just use free info or even cheap courses that were built years ago, you're lacking the good information that you need to actually make it happen for you in the next 2 years, you know? So investing your blog is like planting a seed, you know? Like, you plant a seed now and it's going to grow in the future. It's about nurturing your platform with the right nutrients to help it grow and thrive. So here's some areas that I think that you should be investing in. Number one is professional blogging tools. So tools like Showit instead of WordPress can really up-level your blog design. Flowdesk for email marketing, and maybe, you know, you use Flowdesk for your checkout for your shop. I highly recommend Flowdesk. It's an easy platform for beginners. And MailChimp, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, but if you're still on MailChimp, you're way behind the game. You gotta get on Flowdesk. I don't recommend ConvertKit or any other platform for beginners, because it's just, those are kind of like very techie and like it's a big learning curve. For Flowdesk is like really streamlined and really easy and simple for new bloggers, so this is what I recommend. Also, Canva. I highly recommend that you use Canva Pro. And there's a couple other tools that I recommend for you, but those are like the most important that I can think of. Also, education and training. So knowledge really is power. When you can fill those knowledge gaps that you have and that you don't even realize you have, this is going to be a game changer. When you can take a hire a blog coach or take a course that has been made in 2024 or at least 2023, when you take this and you follow step by step and actually implement and put in the work, that's going to be a game changer, because you're actually going to implement. When you're searching online through all these free different articles, you're not taking action. You're not implementing, you know? So you're just scrolling. You're just downloading information. And what you need is not information. I give you so much information here on the podcast, but are you taking action? Are you? Really? Are you? Are you taking the right action in the right way? I don't know. I'm not really, you know, I don't really know you, but if you want to know me, you can book a call with me below. But that's beside the point. But when you also can get feedback on your own blogging business and get direction from a mentor who can take you. And I'm not talking about me, I'm just saying in general. Like, you can hire a business coach, a blogging coach, somebody else other than me, take another person's course. I don't care. But knowledge is power, and you have to fill those knowledge gaps in one way or another, or you're going to be missing out on a lot of information that you're going to find out in like 3 years. And you're like, oh, that's why I'm not successful. Like, don't do that, you know? And then design and branding. So I highly recommend that you invest in a good blog design and brand, because, you know, when you hire a designer, you want to make, or like if you hire a designer, they're going to make your website very unique, and they're going to make it structured in a way that is going to take your blog readers on a journey to actually purchasing what you have to offer, signing up to your freebies, and making money. And that's exactly how I design my websites for my clients. I make sure to design them in a way that's going to wow their reader and be beautiful and stunning and feminine, or whatever, you know, their aesthetic is. But I design it, more importantly, in a way that's going to get you results. When somebody lands on your website, they're going to be wowed. They're going to want to stay, and they're going to want to sign up to the freebies, book a call with you if it's for your services, or, you know, read your blog post and then sign up to a freebie. Like, everything that I do is like very strategic for your website, and so, and for your brand too. So if you want this like really up-leveled brand and website that's really going to truly give you results, I highly recommend that you invest in that. I do offer this. So like my signature offer is 6 months of blog coaching plus custom website design and brand. So I design your website, and I design your branding first, and then I design your website fully customized to you and your brand. And then we do 6 months of blog coaching afterwards. And this just like really helps you to, you know, go step by step, get the support you need, get your questions answered by me. And we work, you know, hand on hand with things. We strategize together. And so you can actually get results. And I schedule you homeworks every week. I give you the call recording so you can look back at them. You have your own little client portal. I mean, everything has been so thought out for this program. If you're interested, all you have to do is go click the link below to book a call with me. So last thing that I want to cover here is a lack of target approach, a lack of targeted approach, okay? Successful bloggers know that it's super key to aim for that one perfect reader within your writing, within your offers. You have to create an offer that solves a problem for that one specific reader. So your offer is going to be the solution to that problem that one specific person is having. So, you know, it's very strategic that like you need to create these offers for one person. And you really need to have a deep, deep knowledge of that person. You need to know their pain points, their goals, their desires, what makes them want to buy. Like, you really need to know them on a deeper level so you can craft content and offers that really hit home for them and that they want to buy, or, you know, they want to read your content or sign up to your freebies. You really need to do this market research. You need to do competitor research. There's a lot of things that come into play when it comes to target audience that I can teach you. But if you don't find if you don't focus on finding and connecting with this one ideal reader, then you are definitely going to be missing on a lot of sales, okay, for your products, because you're going to be creating products for everybody instead of that one specific person. You're going to be writing blog posts for everybody instead of that one specific person. And your writing is also going to change. When you can sit down and write a blog post to that one specific person, you're going to be like thinking more like, you know, like how can I speak to them in a way that is going to be empathetic, like be empathetic to them, or in a way that is like me being a friend to them, me helping them, that one specific person. You know what I mean? So everything changes when you speak to one person, and it's just, it's key. Okay. It is. But that's all I wanted to say for this episode for today. I am completely revamping everything inside of the membership, and it's so exciting. I've added planners and worksheets and guides and templates galore and worksheets galore. And I'm also doing weekly themed coaching calls. So this month's theme is going to be all about blog writing. So if you want to learn blog writing, I highly recommend that you join the membership. I'm also revamping all of the courses for 2024 strategies. And to be of higher quality than they already were, to be super awesome. So if you're really excited for this, and if you're the person who wants to go step by step to creating a profitable blogging business, this membership is definitely going to be for you. So jump in now, and I would love to see you inside. And I am going to be increasing the price soon, so probably around $47 a month. Right now, you can steal it up for $27 a month. And as always, if you want to book a call with me below so we can work together or have a possibility or just, you know, communicate the possibility of working together for website design or blog coaching, then book the call. So yeah, I will see you in the next episode next week. Bye. Have a good one.